Hello and welcome to episode 18 of JaPodcast with your host, Alex Jabaley. You know, it's funny, every time I like talk too much or I start to lose my voice, I get like a deeper announcer voice, and it's the weirdest thing, and then my voice will bounce back the next day. But yeah, it is August 19th, 2020, and today is actually my 38th birthday here on planet Earth, whatever universe we're in. I know there's parallel universes out there, and I'm hoping we get that in 2021 somehow, but... you know, this episode, I wanted to vent about a lot of stuff, what kind of COVID kind of ruined all the plans and the momentum I had with CEO, talk about some questions I had about TOing and what the future looks like and how to start looking at venues for the future. But I hope you guys are doing well. It's again, August, COVID started around early March to get serious. Florida is an epicenter now. I am 113 days away from what should be CEO or what would be the postponed CEO 2020 happening in December. And you know, for people wondering, they always like, is Alex going to cancel? Just read my earlier tweets. I tell you guys everything, and I have to wait to within a 90-day period so that I can get out of the contract like scot-free, lose a little bit of money, processing fees for the people that have registered and stuff like that. But otherwise, I will hopefully be okay as long as next year somehow happens still. But I'm kind of waiting out till about the second week of December to either pull the plug or some miracle. And, you know, I tell you guys before, I hate talking about politics. It's just crazy right now. I did watch the DNC, Democratic National Convention, and there it was a weird thing to watch, having all their clips of, like, you know, kids and teachers and all these people talking about the change we need and stuff. But some of the speeches, like Michelle Obama, was awesome. And it just sucks because if you talk about somebody you like, somebody's going to bounce back right at you and go, why? Have you seen what they've done before? And it's at a point where I don't care anymore. I just want somebody who can lead us and kind of take things into the future and fix it. And, you know, Trump had his 4 years, and I have a feeling he could win just the way things are going in this world. But, you know, it's time for somebody else to give it a shot and see if we can bounce back out of this. And just seeing the numbers compared to like Ebola, two deaths, and then COVID, 170,000 now. But I won't get into conspiracy theories. Again, this podcast is always going to be about me and the gaming industry. More people have been asking me my opinions on other stuff, but again, it's my birthday week. First question I get a lot from whether I'm dating somebody at the time or friends and family, what do you get the guy that has everything and collects everything? And honestly, I just like a nice dinner. You know, it really sucks this year that I can't really do a group setting. You know, but I'm going to have a dinner with a friend later after I record this, grab just a single beer for my birthday, and then probably come back home, play some more Fall Guys. And, you know, I like the company. And to go from last year, this time of, you know, August 2019, I had Kenny Omega living with me. Michael Nakazawa was here for a few weeks until his apartment in Orlando got in order. And we were working out every day. We were playing Apex Legends and games every day while I was kind of recovering from the big success that was CEO Daytona the second year. And just to this year where, you know, I'm alone. Luckily, I have Tifa, my dog. I actually started the morning out. I'm a guy that likes to, like, do stuff and check it off his list. And I really like seeing sunrises. I got to 2 years ago to Japan and see the sunrise from Haneda Airport, one of the first sunrises on, you know, that Eastern Hemisphere with Bass, a very famous CVS2 player who took me around. And that was a crazy time. So, you know, if I ever get to go to Japan again, I'll record more stories about Japan and the friends that I've met through fighting games that would take me around to all these places. But so last year, you know, had a big Korean barbecue family and friends dinner, about 30 people. Kenny was there. All my friends were there, you know, and it was a good time. And that's all I wanted, you know. I usually spoil myself. I actually got some brick pavers done with my handyman over the past weekend. I'm kind of adding new bucket list stuff to do around the house. And because I do own where I live, and I'll probably be here for a while until I start a family where I need a bigger house or I have too many collectibles. But so this year, you know, just very boring. a lot's changed for everybody, not just me. And I had so much momentum in 2019 with CEO, with DreamHack doing, you know, India. You know, going on a vacation in Korea, working Pokemon in Australia, Anaheim, California was at the beginning of this year for DreamHack, which was awesome. I've actually been doing these Tuesday night community clashes, but with DreamHack, you know, that is actually one of the biggest supplements of my income to survive. And CEO has always been a hobby. Fortunately, in the last couple of years with the big push to Daytona to risk more, but risk less, if that makes sense, compared to getting a huge venue of that size in Orlando. did very well. So luckily I'm okay until about middle of next year, financially, but DreamHack, you know, they've been incredible. That's where I get my health benefits from that I never really use except for my ankle surgery. Thanks, DreamHack. And, you know, I really got to use the dental stuff and find a new dentist to use all that with. But, you know, we've been doing online content, a DreamHack Tonight show that we did, 6 episodes. And then just right now they're not, you know, it's hard to put on events and make money with sponsors and all that. So I don't know where the future holds with them, but it's been an amazing 4+ years. And it's one of those situations where all my motivation is still there, but it needs to be awakened again. And until we know when I can officially host an event and get into that excitement mode of preparing and talking to partners and all this stuff. And this year was on its way to be really huge. You know, I've always been honest with my future plans, and I'm going to tell you guys some stuff that I would always tease about or talk about, but these are the things that are on my bucket list for CEO as a brand and what I was hoping to do and accomplish over the next like 3-4 years, which are now pretty much off the books for now, but I want to come back to them and do them. So people are probably going to talk about this, you know, it'd be awesome. And to just be transparent with you. And again, CEO Taco had to be canceled this year. All the dream hacks had to be canceled outside of doing Anaheim. I went to the AEW Fighter Fest show, so I'm carrying a very good relationship with them still. I see Kenny safely, you know, once every other week or so for lunch, just to kind of catch up and stuff and help him with the gaming side. He's been diving deep into gaming appearances, and I'm always here to help, whether he uses my office background or getting him set up with a game and stuff and his busy schedule. But that's kind of been keeping me mentally afloat, is having little things like that to do. And hosting these online tournaments are actually a lot of fun. We did Power Rangers last night, and we had about 200 viewers on my twitch.tv/CEO gaming channel. And I'm like, I should do more online tournaments. But what people don't realize is we can't charge people to enter these things. So there's no way for a good staff to earn money doing that consistently without like a big partner or sponsor. And I kind of always want to do it for fun. I don't ask for subs on my channel. They'd be awesome and stuff. And I got some for CEO online, but first thing I've teased about, I want to do was a gaming cruise. I went to the very first ever Chris Jericho wrestling and rock and roll Rager cruise 2 years ago. They actually used my Astro 18-foot wrestling ring on that boat. Astro paid for my ring. It's at a local school, being used until I need it at any moment for any of my events, which is awesome. So I don't have to store it or get a warehouse. And they used it for the boat and hooked them up with that. And because of that, became, you know, friends with Jericho and all his people. And hopefully they're going to need it again next year. They actually postponed their cruise to October of next year, which I'm booked on to go. And so that's kind of like the first real vacation I'm looking forward to. I was actually going to be on a cruise ship this week with my brothers, which we never really get to take breaks and go anywhere together for my birthday, that I was really looking forward to. But I got in the mindset that everything got canceled, and I'm mentally okay from a point that I've never had a reset or break in the 10 years I've been doing event organizing, because I was always just go, go, go. So I could not really appreciate the present and the friends around me that would just want to chill and hang out. I wasn't always high strung, but I was always, something was always on my mind, or I had to talk to someone or plan something. And so I got a break to really think about what matters to me most, obviously. And people always, you know, you should always take a nice break for yourself. And, you know, getting the dog really changed my life. Going to see the sunrise with her this morning at Cocoa Beach was awesome. And we're finally getting that really good bond. I overpaid for training, which I think sped up the process, but I don't use the collar they gave me anymore, since, you know, a week after that, because I just want to build like a real bond now that she listens to me. And it's been awesome, to take a rescue for somebody who's been rehomed twice before me. And now she seems really happy. So I've been, you know, going on the Jericho cruise. I was talking to their people that put that on. I was talking to my contract woman who helps me with all the CEOs that we booked in Daytona. And, you know, it's actually kind of easy to do. You just need that backing of the community. And I think it's not something to host a tournament on. I think it's something to bring games on. Like Jericho had like a mini, like 16-man Street Fighter V invitational, which I got second place in, lost to my buddy Josh Jarbo, if you're listening. Enjoy that one victory over me for the rest of your life. Cause we had an updated version of my, room practicing, and then it was the pre, where they added, or they removed a frame. So I couldn't react to his damn Laura, but anyways, saw behind, I'm happy he won it, got a cool trophy, to give him that memory on that ship. And then, so it's actually, you know, if you can pre-book it, and get enough people. Like, there's some boats where you can just get up to like 200 people booked on it. You don't have to take over the whole boat. So I want to do something that just brings people together on a nice vacation, because some of the best memories and times you have going to any kind of convention is just eating food with your friends. Like, you know, when people go like, you know, what's your favorite hobby? I'm like, eating, because that's something you do with everybody. You can connect with people doing it. So, you know, obviously you need it to survive. But so I was really hoping to do that actually by next year and plan it out. And that kind of obviously fell through with COVID. The cruise line industry is like on its head. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. So, you know, that's one thing on my list I would like to do before I quit TOing and whatever my career path takes me next. Although now I'm kind of putting together a resume for the first time in over 10 years, you know, and I have experience in the industry. I worked for Iron Galaxy for a couple of years doing PR and community management. You know, and I was talking to Rick from Combo Breaker and like people in the industry. I'm like, dude, as an event organizer, what do I put on a resume? Other than, and then I started like, dividing up all my roles, and there's a lot. There's project management, there's, business development, biz dev for short, you know, organizing travel. I've been a travel agent over the years doing all this stuff and just so many things. So it's trying to figure out how to put that all into like a single page. But I talked to actually DJ Weed of Twitch fame and esports history. Amazing guy. I've actually known him for about 10 years through events. Met him in the early like esports events happening in Orlando when he would come to town. And what you call it, he had a badass webpage done. Just look up DJ Weed's Twitter profile. And it's like his legacy, his history, all his trials and tribulations. So that's something I kind of want to do in my, you know, 25 plus years of being in the gaming industry, whether as a fan, a player, a business person, all that stuff. So the cruise CEO Overboard is the name that I, you know, I always have people throw names at me, and I think that's the best one, CEO Overboard, something like that. So that was the one thing I want you guys to kind of look forward to at some point that I want to build on and do. And this would be probably later in the year, would not be replacing the big CEO. All these events that I talk about would be additions to CEO, because the momentum we had, not just because, and thankfully for AEW and the production we had, but just the community growth and all the developers doing Pro Tours, which now obviously everything was canceled this year, and which is sad. And the scary thing for even me, right? Second largest fighting game tournament in the world behind Evo. Combo Breaker is growing huge. It's going to be huge when it returns as well. To have all that momentum and then just everything kind of taken away, you almost feel like you have to start over. But then when a special day, you know, like my birthday happens and I'm fortunate to see people post all these pictures of meeting me or their experiences at my events or something gaming related, like that inspires me to be like, all right, people haven't forgotten. People are going to be excited for events. So that's the hope. Next big thing I teased about last year was a CEO in Europe. I went to Amsterdam last year, Rotterdam, which is about 30-minute train ride from Amsterdam, to host an event for DreamHack. Nickel, if you're listening to this, man, you were Knuckles. God darn it. Knuckles, if you're listening to this, you're an amazing TO. He ran Melee while I ran, helped with Brawlhalla, which was an amazing time. Got to meet the community out there. And so I was touring hotels in Amsterdam and found a great venue. I can't even pronounce the name if I wanted to right now. And then an esports arena was starting to open up like 25 minutes outside of Amsterdam. And so that's something I would like to do, CEO Europe at some point. And it's one of those, when I expand, I don't look at it as expand, make millions of dollars, you know, grow CEO into some huge machine. Although my goal has always been to make enough money to pay the hardworking staff, make sure that the event succeeds and can come back the following year, stuff like that. So I always like to grow things organically and start small. So I, you know, Amsterdam had a venue where if I got 1,000 attendees the first year, I would be okay. And I've already connected with so many community members over there. I would have DreamHack friends help out over there that are in the Netherlands and stuff. So that's another thing I hope can keep me motivated to bounce back when everything returns, when it returns. At this point, it's just one of those uncertain futures of when the hell is this going to happen? You know, and even next year, talking to other organizers, like we're worried about next year. The vaccine is, you know, getting so close, but it'll still take months, even maybe a year of producing it, mass producing it so everyone can get it. And do you have events where you force people to get it or show that they got it or they can't come in, or you let people, you know, be at their own risk? Hey, if you didn't want to get the vaccine, that's on you. If you get sick, you take care of it, you know, situation. But as an organizer, can't host an event unless everyone feels safe and comfortable. And it's crazy with CO in December, which is still on as of now. People have been registering all week. I had like 10 registrations. I'm like, I kind of want to cut it off and be like, just hold off till I make a decision. But even artists are hitting me up like, hey, did you accept artists yet? So a lot of people are having hope with everything reopening. I know Florida, they're saying it's the epicenter, but our cases actually went down. But it's a situation where if a vaccine doesn't come out right away or the election doesn't just change things overnight, it's going to be very tough. So I'm going to revisit that in September. But those are the two big things I wanted to work on was a cruise for CEO, having a gaming cruise. The one thing about it is you can't really stream. So it wouldn't be like an online tournament. It's something to have people come on, have a great time for 3-4 days with their community, you know, have fun. You mean a place full of food, nightclubs at night, you know, and you're all in the same place. And then every room came, actually, I remember bringing one of my setups on that ship, and it was easy to play and plug in, you know, so, and they have rooms, they have ballrooms where you can actually put setups. So I would do something like that. I know one big cruise thing happened and ends up being canceled because it wasn't real. I forgot what it was called, but I learned from people's mistakes like those and see what they did wrong. And most of them are, they're just not getting the proper backing or, you know, they just have big high hopes, but if you know me over 10 years, guys, when have I never followed through on any of my big promises and stuff like that and the crazy ideas I've had? So right now, that's kind of where it's at. DreamHack, again, we're just, you know, we had to cancel all the events for this year, postpone them, and hopefully next year bounce back. Because, it's still nice to see people go, man, I can't wait for events. And it's also going to be like, man, we got to promote our events like nothing, like never before now, because a lot of us lived off of the legacy or the hype and the positive attitudes of attendees from past events. But when there's a break for a year or two, it's like, where, you know, what happened last year? I don't remember, stuff like that. So, but the good news is a lot of the FGC has been doing a lot more content creation. I've been streaming consistently again. I've been playing way too much Fall Guys. And I'll talk about the games actually this week. You know, one thing I want to do with this podcast, I should start interviewing people. I should have a like in order, kind of like the DreamHack Tonight show of the topics I talk about. Cause as you know, I ramble way too much. I talk about way too much, because I, you know, even in a downtime, I'm still coming up with all this shit to do and keep myself busy. You know, and I'm actually working on a new website page for CEO Gaming. That's going to take a little while, starting to work on merchandise in case December's gone and I can do an online shop to kind of keep things afloat and stuff. But, you know, just kind of staying safe. You know, I see my family a couple times a week, just to say hi. I make my mom put the food plate outside so I don't come inside. Devo go run around their backyard and stuff. But I hope you guys are doing well. And then, yeah, so just hoping for the best, guys. You know, I really appreciate all the birthday wishes I'm getting today. It really means a lot. It makes me smile. Not gifts or anything, but when people put little stories in like the Facebook happy birthday, like I think I'm up to like 1,000 happy birthday wishes on my Facebook. But when it's just happy birthday, that's nice. But that appears on your timeline. You know, it's my birthday because Facebook throws at you. But when people, you know, anybody likes to hear appreciation, when you see people just go, hey, it's been awesome being your friend. This is our memory together, yada, yada. That makes me really smile. So it's a good thing to have. So, but whatchamacallit. So this week, you know, in the gaming side of things, Fall Guys has taken over. Those guys had 1 million followers by talking trash to big streamers that are probably throwing their games to make it look more entertaining. You know, Dr. Disrespect, I watched his return to YouTube, which has been crazy. And I'm looking at all these guys and like, they're amazing people that carve their niche entertaining and doing stuff consistently. And I was always too busy to do that with the travel. And my humor comes from being in crowds and being around people. It's hard for me to sit behind a computer and, you know, crack on anything without getting in trouble maybe, or, you know, or somebody, you know, arguing it back or something and not knowing my audience that's watching, but trying to build that side of me up, just as a safety net to kind of keep things afloat for me. Cause I've worked very hard, you know, I've worked very hard the last 10 years to build what I did for myself. And last 10 years almost feel like a dream. I did work real jobs. I did travel for work. It was exhausting, but it just still felt like a dream to where I was kind of my own boss. You know, DreamHack, I would take over the FGC area. I would check in with my, you know, the people above me and then just handle it. And, you know, and then CEO would be all me making every single decision. And then now, thankfully, Tong, shout outs to you, Tong, for everything this year, man. taking over the staff side of hiring the staff. Yeah, he's like, what's the budget? I'm like, here's the budget. All right, cool. I got everybody we need, you know, handling that so I can focus on the other things and the crossovers into the wrestling world and all the stuff that kind of brings people together. Because my motto for CEO, which I'm sticking to from now on, is compete, learn, have fun. You're coming to compete. You hopefully learn from it and then you have a good time. And that's the focus of it. And I'll always be about having a fun time and doing stuff that I think is fun, that I think other people be fun, and then it leaves those lasting memories. So, so on the gaming side, so a couple of websites I always check out, you know, if people, I don't know what you guys read, but IGN, I hate saying it, I know people rag on them. Some reviews are great. You kind of have to appreciate them for what they are. N4G, the letter N is in Nancy, 4G is in gamer.com, is the like industry thing with all these new, they curate all the articles from stuff. Ono-san leaving Capcom after 30 years. And I'm not a speculator. I've heard he's, you know, on the surface, he's an amazing guy. He's entertaining people, but behind the scenes, like in office meetings, he's a strict guy that like handles business and stuff. So, but you know, sometimes your time's done. Like when my time is done, I'm going to find that successor to take CEO over or just stop it and just hope another event it comes up so I can move on and retire from all the stress of, you know, having to ban people and deal with all the stuff to keep people safe, which I enjoy doing. I really do. But it can be mentally exhausting when you can do 100 good things and you do one wrong thing or you something's out of your control and then people come after you for it. So it's really tough. But I have like at least 100 pictures of the guy from over 12 years. From first meeting him at Evo to Capcom Cups, never came to a damn CEO. Him and Seth Killian were the two guys I always wanted to come to a damn CEO, and they never did. So, So we'll see what happens there. But I'm excited for the future of Street Fighter. I think a shift's going to happen in upper management, obviously. I think the two younger guys that have taken over and did the announcement for, who is it, Dan, Oro, Akira from Rival Schools, which is awesome. Kenny Omega's in this very room. I'm recording this podcast, recording that skit where in my collectibles office, I had to move all this non-Street Fighter stuff out. So it took me like an hour because Capcom didn't want other IPs in that video. So I had to move that stuff around just for Kenny and then angled it differently. So you just saw Street Fighter stuff, but he was happy to do that. I thought that was awesome that he should be doing more announcements for them. I'm missing one more character. Who else am I missing? SF5 season 5 as I cheat on my computer. Reveals coming August. I forget. Anyways, and then a sixth character, which I honestly think they delayed how the timeline of all these characters are being released to like the end of next year. I personally, and I don't know, all I knew about was Dan and Rose. That's the other one. When Kenny announced it here, I didn't know about Oro for sure. I didn't know about Akira, which was a left field awesome addition. But last one is probably going to be a male character. I think, though, they're waiting on the community feedback because they have over a year and a half to implement this character. And it's going to either be a Darkstalkers character, in my opinion, or just somebody brand new to the game. They've already added the Seth that they did, the Adronogist Seth. So I'm excited to see where it goes and see how it ends up. I hope they fix the net code. Who knows if Ono is maybe in charge of never fixing the net code and telling his higher ups this is important. So hopefully these new guys take over and add that to it. So I'm looking forward to that. This week, actually, I'm excited for Battletoads. I don't know if you guys remember Battletoads. It's always been a GameStop lore thing where if you work there, people would call and like, do you have a copy of Battletoads on SNES or NES? And they'd be like, no, stop calling us. But now they actually have, and GameStop replied to me when I made that joke, but kind of excited for it. It's not Rare developing it. They did publish it, but it looks really cool and it takes a chance. So with new art style and like comic strip cutscenes and stuff like that. So that's kind of exciting. So I'm excited for that, to play that. Marvel's Avengers, actually. I haven't talked about that since I played it. Love that game. If you guys know, I'm a huge Marvel fan. I have probably over like 200 Marvel collectible statues and stuff all around my damn house, and it was awesome. It felt like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but the characters are bigger and the graphics are better, and you know, it's not that cartoony top-down look. Like, it's a real action game, and the multiplayer mission seemed really short, but I think it's awesome. The fact that Spider-Man is PS4 exclusive, which pissed people off, was crazy, because you want Spider-Man, but that's a Sony IP. And so I'm excited for that game. Also, Tony Hawk, I did not get the demo because I pre-ordered it through GameStop to get the skateboard. So if you digitally did it, you got to play it. It was only a quick level, but you know, I'm kind of excited for that one as well, because Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, I played the shit out of when those first came out. And so I'm excited for that. But Avengers Endgame, you know, as long as they had content that they're promising, I think it's going to be great. They have already season plan, which free DLC and stuff. The cosmetics were through the roof. Even through the beta, I got like 3 unlockables for Hulk. Yeah, like Gangster Hulk, which is badass. Miss Marvel being in there as an awesome addition. She's basically Dhalsim and Mr. Fantastic combined. And so really excited for that game. It was really cool that the Play Avengers guys actually made overlays for streamers to use with the Avengers like graphics and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. And that's, you know, that's really it. You know, I hope you guys are doing well. I do repeat myself a lot. I'm sorry. Please email me at ceogaming@gmail.com. I'm thinking of going into series of stuff, and I'll actually answer a question I had received, a series of like 10 minute things of like top 10 things a TO should do or top 10 things a player can review, and then have those as episodes that just last a lifetime and can kind of carry over that I need to work on. So little ideas like that, please throw them my way. Last episode had 200 listeners. I'm almost at 5,000 total listeners over the course of 18 episodes now. This is the 18th episode. So really would love to hear your guys' feedback. And with 3 minutes left before anchor.fm cuts me off on recording on PC, it gives you 30-minute time limits, but you can splice them together. Some people are asking me on like venue searching. It's really hard right now, obviously, because you can't do anything. But when they return, all these venues are going to be over-inundated with people trying to get in, you know, their events replanned, all that stuff. So it's going to be very competitive in a good way that I think is going to help the organizers. One website I've always used to just search around cities and kind of get an idea, it's cvent.com. The letter C is in cool, V-E-N-T.com. If you go there, you type in how big of a space you want, how many people you're thinking, the city, how many hotel rooms, and it'll find it for you. Now, if you ever get an email from a company that's like, hey, we can help you book your hotels, give them a chance. See what they can negotiate for you. They do get a cut from what they do, but they handle all the contract work. And so it can be very helpful because a lot of them, if they're good at their job, have relationships to negotiate extra deals for you. So C-Vent's a good way to start it and then kind of get you into it. Diane Schroeder from Conference Direct is my woman that I use. She helps me sign Daytona. And, you know, it sucks because if I cancel CEO December this year, there's no Wyndham at all for what I was planning to have a, you know, 5,000 limited person event, you know, no live wrestling show, but just focus on the games. And now it's like, what games do I host next year? Because the whole landscape has changed. You know, like Grand Blue Versus was huge. It was going to be the number one game. And then everything just done. And the online hasn't been as good as people have hoped. You know, so I'm in Daytona the next 4 years, which is on the cogaming.org website. If you're still listening to this, I forgot to mention, I've been working on a CEO Disney event. I've been working on it for a couple years. The purpose of Daytona was I can build CEO into something special and bigger than what it was at the Wyndham, and then negotiate my way back into Orlando near like a Disney hotel. And I posted pictures of the World Marriott Center, thanks to a hookup at Holiday Matsuri. If you're listening, my friend, thank you so much. You know, and was talking about it, ready to sign over some stuff from 2025, and then COVID happened. So that's something when things return to normal, I'm going to start rebuilding towards, because that's the goal, bring CEO back home to Orlando. I love Daytona. I think the venue is the best venue any organizer in the FGC could ever get from top to bottom. The surrounding area, as I've always been honest, yes, people have their issues with, but if you just stick around to the venue area, the few restaurants nearby, the beautiful beach that's safe being on the beach, you know, a lot of people had a good time compared to the negative experiences that I hope are fixed in the future. A lot of things are changed. You know, now the Confederate flag's been banned from Daytona 500. That could change all the store landscapes and having them have them. So yeah, I'm gonna end that with a special news break that I've been working on a CEO Disney event. Just trying to figure out a way to get in there at a you know, a risky thing, but without breaking the bank of internet costs like the Orange County Convention Center and stuff like that. So I'm gonna continue to work on that. And this is my birthday, 38th birthday podcast to just tell you what my future plans are, because I still want to keep doing this. I hope things return. Now, if next year it gets canceled across the board for all of 2021, I'm going to be working on a resume. I'm going to need you guys to have to look that over for me and help me out. Thank you. But I'll be looking for a new career while hopefully being able to rebuild after that. But thank you for tuning in, guys. This is your podcast, episode 18, and I hope to be back next week. Thank you so much, and take care of yourselves this week.